fulfilling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In those very Crossbreed Holster Studios, and a big hello to all of you fairgoers out in Minneapolis at the Minnesota State Fair, Minneapolis-St. Paul, the Twin Cities area. That was a lot of fun last week and a great guest lineup. Next week, the Armed American Radio Summer Fall 2015 live broadcast tour continues with a stop in Republic, Missouri, just outside of Springfield. Many of you will know that to be Bass Pro's corporate headquarters. We'll be up there broadcasting this program from the Crossbreed Holster facility in Republic, Missouri, and it will be a great program with a huge lineup, as usual. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, and you know what? Sean, can you make your mic live?
Yeah, first.
Hey, you know what I forgot to do in the last hour, and I'll take this opportunity to do it right now, and that is I forgot to mention we have another new affiliate, Pox on Me.
Who?
We have another new affiliate, and this is, let me see if I can blow this up, Lubbock, Texas. Looks like 1990 a.m. in Lubbock, Texas. That's a beautiful thing. Sundays live from 7 to 10 p.m. Central Time. We really appreciate you guys bringing Armed American Radio to your listeners. Lots of fans in Texas. Texas is a very gun-friendly place. But you already know that, Sean, because you live in Texas.
Yes. I couldn't go anywhere else.
Yeah, at open carry, January 1st, right?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
No, it won't. You know why it's not going to be interesting?
Why?
Let's go to Neil McCabe quickly. Neil McCabe, open carry in Texas will be nothing major. It will be business as usual. The media, all the doom and gloom will come to pass, and the media will never correct themselves for the lies that they told about, you know, blood running in the streets, and, you know, back to the wild, wild west. Agree?
Just another day.
Just another day. Hey, Neil, we have one of your favorite people in the world on the line with us for the next half hour, and he's going to introduce someone who's never been on the program with us before, and that is Mr. Dick Heller. Mr. Dick Heller, Heller versus DC, you're a hero, a patriot, and a living legend. Proud to call you a friend. How are you today, Mr. Dick Heller?
Thank you, Mark Walters. Yes, I hope to keep this fight up for another 40 years, since I'm not quite yet 80.
I'm gonna remind you of a quote that you gave to me on this show several years ago, by the way. It's hard to believe, now 6 years into this program and growing like a weed, and now, of course, The Daily Show, Monday through Friday, airing 4 to 5 p.m. and at various times across the country. So we are bringing this message of the right to keep and bear arms and freedom to the country 7 days a week, Dick. I like to say I'm annoying somebody with my voice somewhere across America 7 days a week, and that's a good thing. But you made a quote to me. You said, it's hard for me to believe that I've been fighting this fight for 15 years of my life. Now, I hate to ask you to do this, but you care to add that six? It's now over 21 years, isn't it?
Well, let's see. It started in 1975 when I bought my first firearm. And then a couple of weeks later, the city passed the gun controls. And so 76 to 06 is, what's that, 30 years? And 16, hell, that's 40 years.
You've been just been fighting it like crazy. And you were referring back, of course, to the original case, the Heller D.C. case that, of course, was found to be, you know, that we won this case. You won the case in 2008, of course. That then subsequently led to the 2010 McDonald decision. Now we have the Palmer decision in D.C. And I think it's important, and I want people to hear it from you. Although the media is not on our side, and although we never hear it from the mainstream press, we are, in fact, winning this fight, Dick Heller, and I think you know that, right?
I said something like that a couple of years ago on your show, and everybody called. My attorneys call me overly optimistic.
But don't you have to be?
Yeah. When someone asked me once, Dick, did you ever think about what happens if you lose? And it really torqued my mind for about five seconds, I think. And I said, irrelevant. We've got to go forward. So it's the PMA, the positive mental attitude, that really makes the difference, I believe.
Well, it does. That and great lawyers.
I got to tell you, when you keep saying, I won the case, I usually immediately jump in and say, it's not I. There's no I in team. I had a fabulous team that were as aggressive and as ambitious and positively mentally attituded as I was.
Yeah, in fact, part of that team I'll be meeting with and breaking some bread with in now about 20 days away at the Gun Rights Policy Conference out in Phoenix, which is going to be a tremendous amount of fun. I don't know, I put you on the spot. Are you going to be there by any chance?
Hadn't planned on it. I've never been. I need to go to one of these years. But I always say that Alan Gura is the shining star in the Second Amendment world.
He is, and of course, he'll give a keynote speech that will just knock hundreds of attendees down. And you know why. I can tell you this with certainty, that if you were to walk out there, a few people might clap when they saw you. I think that's a pretty fair guess. I'd put money on it that a few of them might stand up as well. So I'd love to see you out there, either at that one or a subsequent one. Hopefully you can do that. Hey, you've brought somebody along with you, someone who's never been on the show before. I'll let you take the microphone and make the introduction. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, the Heller Foundation would like to introduce a really special guest this evening on Armed American Radio. I like to say America is full of unsung heroes. I mean, and every now and then you'll see one in the newspapers that wins a case here and wins a case there. But this one has a, what I call a patriotic multiplier attached to his name. He's not only an attorney with a full-time law partnership, but he finds flaws in ATF policy and enforcement through his clients. And he's an advocate for the little guy for sure, and defends their Second Amendment against the overreach and misconduct of what I call gun-grabbing government monster. And if that wasn't enough, he opens his own wallet to do all that. Mr. Stephen Stambolia has earned and deserves support from our foundation and the support of every listener out there. And I like to say every time their blood pressure rises when they think of our government gun-grabbing maneuvers, they ought to think of the HellerFoundation.org and support lawyers like is coming on right now. So here's a patriot and attorney, Stan Bolia, to discuss some of our current cases at Heller Foundation.
Hey, Stephen, welcome to this national broadcast. It's a pleasure to have you here for the first time. We've got about 3.5 minutes, so I'll turn the mic over to you now. I may have to stop you and say we're going to take a break, and then we're going to continue it into the next segment. Tell us what in the world is cooking, and welcome to the program.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm not sure how I follow up someone like Dick Heller, especially when y'all are talking about Alan Gura as well. But, you know, real briefly, I'm honored to be working with Dick on some of these cases, and my co-counsel, Alan Beck, who's been with me in both of these cases from the beginning, essentially boils down to this. Does the Second Amendment protect a machine gun? Now, people like us think, absolutely it does. The courts are taking a little bit different of an approach and saying, well, the Heller case only stood for the proposition that a handgun is protected. So, therefore, we don't have machine guns protected under the Second Amendment. The government can do whatever the heck they want. You don't have a right to it, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, here's the problem. Two of my clients formed one a machine gun, and that's a ATF Form 1 that allows you to make an item like a suppressor, short barrel shotgun rifle, or in our case, a machine gun. The ATF approved that form, and one of my clients, the one in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, actually made a machine gun. ATF a month later in Pennsylvania and a couple days later in Texas said, whoa, we didn't need to do that. That was an error. Oh, by the way, if you made that machine gun, you're possessing that machine gun and violating federal law, and therefore you have to surrender it. In Texas, my guy didn't make his machine gun yet, so we just, a couple of days later filed a lawsuit and claimed that Section 922-0 of the Gun Control Act is bogus, and it infringes on a right to a machine gun. And in Pennsylvania, we actually surrendered that machine gun under protest, and filed a lawsuit the very same day, essentially identical lawsuits except for the one in Philadelphia made the machine gun, where the guy in Texas did not. And you have to look at these kind of cases, and just stop me whenever we need to go to break.
You
have to look
You got about 20 seconds, 15 seconds.
Okay. These guys, these plaintiffs aren't criminals. Usually people are okay with, you know, letting the criminals not have the guns. Like, okay, felons and mentally ill can't have guns. But these guys, you know, Watson in Philadelphia, who's an attorney, and Hollis down in Texas. Hollis is a United States Marine Corps reserve, so holds a top secret security clearance. He's been trained.
All right,
on the
that's a great place to stop right there. We're gonna pick that up with he holds a top secret security clearance, and he's been trained how to handle a machine gun. When we come back, we'll carry on the conversation with Stephen and Dick Heller, both from the Heller Foundation. Right after this, don't go away.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now, simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. It's a pleasure to be here with you. I had said 1990 AM, I think, when I introduced KDAV AM in Lubbock, Texas. It's 1590, and they've been running with us for a while. We just got word of that. Thank you guys for carrying this broadcast. You are now joining, you know, I don't know, 100, and, you know, closer to 200 stations than not. And we appreciate it, and thank you for bringing Armed American Radio to your listeners. I'm sure they'll enjoy the broadcast. In fact, I know they will. I'm talking with, first of all, Neil McCabe. Neil, let me go back and say hello to you, my political analyst. You are going to analyze everything we've heard here later in the last segment of the show. How you doing?
Fantastic. And, hey, Dick, it's good to talk to you on the radio. Of course, Mark was kind enough to mention that I'm now a reporter at One America News, and my very first story was on Dick Heller, and we interviewed him in front of the Supreme Court, and my very good friend Mark Walters was also a participant in that story. How you doing, Dick?
Super-duper, man. Keep up the good work.
He's spreading freedom. Now he's doing it in front of a camera, and I don't envy that position. I have to ask you this. Were you able to catch up, Neil, with Rick Santorum today by any chance?
Yes. We spent about 20 minutes with Senator Santorum at the Southern 500, Darlington, South Carolina. And when I get back to D.C., if anybody asks where I was, I will tell them I was in America, and they're really angry.
You were in America, and they are really angry. But I have to ask you this: was my prediction about the traffic pretty bad? Was I on the money at being bad?
It was pretty mental. It was a zoo. It was chaos.
I'll take that as a yes. I'll take that as a yes. You were heading there at the. We're right at the peak, everything getting ready to happen in Darlington right now today. So thank you. I know it was a headache for you, and I know how busy you've been with that on-air camera, with that on-camera job, and I really appreciate you taking time because we miss you and your insight every day during the program on the Daily Defense. Dick Heller, let's go back to you, and then we'll turn it over. We'll welcome you back to the show. Of course, Dick Heller, you're the head of everything Heller-related, the Heller Foundation. It's got your name on it, the landmark Supreme Court ruling in 2008, which I guess began as the Parker versus D.C. case and later picked up your name, correct?
We joined forces with a parallel group. You're talking about the nascence of the case?
Yes.
Yes, we were struggling for about 10 years trying to find the solution, and we met up with the group from the Cato Group who had parallel thinking and a little bit more horsepower than we had, and we joined up with their five plaintiffs, and then through a legal snafu, the Heller name survived the shakeout, and Alan Gura is still a hero.
Boy, he is all of that, too. I'm looking forward to seeing him again in Phoenix in just a few weeks. Okay, Dick, and we're talking with your partner, Stephen Stambouli. Stephen, welcome back to the show. You were talking about the machine gun case, and you both have agreed to stay an extra segment with us because I want to get your opinion on some of the current event topics that we're talking about outside of this case as well, and I'm going to hit you with those and just get your opinion. Stephen, go right ahead, my friend.
Absolutely. So you hear the anti-gunners always talking about these, you know, guns in general only should be for the police and the military. You have to be trained on them, and they're not just for average Joes like you and me, right? Well, in Hollis versus Lynch, now it's Lynch because she's the new Attorney General of the United States, this guy is a United States Marine Corps Reservist, holds a top secret security clearance. You don't get better than he is. I mean, he doesn't have a server in his bathroom closet or anything like that. He's a good guy, and he's trained on how to use a machine gun. It's a standard-issue rifle, an M16, right?
Right.
So we thought, you know, well, that's a really good argument. I mean, the left says, well, you have to be trained. He's trained, so why can't he have his machine gun now? And the court, of course, in Texas, which is a fairly conservative district, basically dismissed his case, said you don't have standing to bring the case. And by the way, even if you did have standing, you know, you don't have a Second Amendment right to a machine gun, you know, and whatever, and that's fine. We've already appealed it to the Fifth Circuit. The court in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, came down a little bit differently. They still said you don't have a right to a machine gun, but at least they gave us the standing that we knew that we had, saying that, you know, you can challenge these laws here in Philadelphia, but we're still going to dismiss your case. So they dismissed it in Pennsylvania, and we've appealed it to the Third Circuit, and now we're just kind of waiting on briefing schedules and whatnot in order to go forward. But the training thing, I think, is a big deal because that's a common sense regulation that they always like to throw out, right? You should have mandatory training. Well, in this case, we have training. So what's the big deal now?
Well, the big deal now is, I'll put this in just very blunt terms, as we all know, I'm being sarcastic, of course, is they don't want us to have anything, period.
That's right.
And this is just another nail in their gun control coffin is what it's for. But it's something that concerns me somewhat. Are the courts saying with the verbiage that we don't have a Second Amendment right to a machine gun? Because I can buy one tomorrow if I want to plunk down whatever the thousands of dollars it is and go through the process and paying the tax stamp. I can buy a machine gun. So what are they trying to say there?
They're trying to say that the government can ban machine guns, and I know this is a radio show, and I'm trying very hard to watch my language. They don't care.
Please.
You don't have a Second Amendment right to it, so they can take it away. And the opinion in Texas is very strange. The government, the Department of Justice, and the BATFE argued you don't have an indicia of property right in your machine gun. And, you know, why is that, you say? Because normal people would think, I own it. It's my gun, right? Well, you can't freely transfer that without government approval. So you do not have one of the crucial indicia of a property interest in that machine gun. So if they passed a law tomorrow and said, I'm sorry, guys, you know, Mr. and Mr. America, turn them all in for, you know, any machine guns even prior to May 19, 1986, I think the courts would say, you don't have a property right, turn them in.
So give me, you know, you're right, and that quote, by the way, comes from Senator Feinstein. You know, she doesn't want to ban guns. She just wants common sense regulations. Of course, her party stopped her and shut her trap a few years ago and said, quit saying that. I wish that didn't come out of your mouth, because what she said was, if I could have gotten the votes, 51, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have. That's exactly what she said. She's on tape saying it was on 60 Minutes.
That's
so
right.
Thanks for bringing that out. I like to throw Feinstein's words back out there, and that was a great opportunity to do it.
We use their own rules against them, and we use their own words against them. There is nothing in the ATF, NFA, the National Firearms Act playbook that lets them revoke a stamp, period. Period. And that's what they did in both of these cases. They approved the Form 1, and then, you know, days later in Hollis and you know, a month later in Watson, revoked it. You know, they just marked it disapproved and sent it back to them. Well, you can't do that. But you know, show me the regulation. Show me the statute that allows you to do that. You know what their response was to that? It's axiomatic that we have that authority to do that. Well, then why even have a why have regulations? If y'all just want to act on your own arbitrary and plenary power, just do it without regulations. We don't need regulations.
Well, this is and it's cases like yours that force this. And create precedents. And if you lose in one place, then you go back through the appellate process, and we get this taken all the way to the top. As Dick Heller knows so well, we can go to the top and we can win. You guys are going to stick around. I want to get some more current event information from you back right after this.
Has this ever happened to you? You walk into a gun store, and by the time you walk out, you feel about 3 inches tall. All because the guy behind the counter made you feel like an idiot just because you didn't know some of the special gun terminology or what the latest product was. Well, let Concealed Carry Magazine be your crash course on everything and anything armed self-defense. So the next time you walk into that gun store, you'll walk out with your head held high. As soon as your first issue arrives, you'll find yourself immersed in unbiased gun and gear reviews and real stories from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll quickly realize Concealed Carry Magazine isn't your cookie-cutter publication. But in fact, it's a wealth of vital information you need to stay up to date and prepared. As a special bonus, if you activate your subscription today, you'll be entered to win one of four brand new handguns. Simply go to oneofourguns.com right now to activate your subscription and secure your entry to win. Hurry though, this offer won't last long. That's the number one of the number four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com. This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit TacticalHolsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
A little bit of Mark Wills coming back in. I love Mark Wills. Good friend of mine. Multi-platinum country recording artist. Avid shooter. Avid Second Amendment defender of our right to keep and bear arms. Mark's just an all-around great guy. And I've been telling you for the longest time we're going to be bringing him back to the Armed American Radio studios. He comes into the studio to do the show. I'm very fortunate. Mark's home is not far from the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster studio, so we're able to do that. It's just schedules have been so difficult. He's running around playing his music and doing all of his amazing charity work with children's cancer patients and children charities and cancer patients around the world, really. And he gets out and plays his music and makes people feel good. And fights for our right to bear arms. I'm out doing the show for the next several months at various dates and times. Next week, by the way, I will be in Republic, Missouri, just outside of Springfield, in the Crossbreed Holster facility, the manufacturing facility, bringing this program to you live next week. So make sure to tune in for that. Neil McCabe, always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. As busy as you are, I really do appreciate it. Thank you for sticking around.
Mark, I love being on, and you did. When you talked to me about this show tonight, you kind of sandbagged me. I had no idea that you had this lineup in the works. This is a great show tonight.
I appreciate it, and you're right. I didn't tell you I had that lineup. Not because you were really busy and weren't answering your telephone. Oh, yeah, maybe that was why. So I'm just teasing you, Neil. The schedule, you know how the schedule is on the show. Let's do this, Neil. Let's take this the conversation that you and I had previously to these two men who know so much about our right to bear arms. Dick Heller, let me start with you. I want to quote you a piece from the USA Today, okay, regarding a Democrat in Virginia, an area of the country you know very well, not far from where you live, right across that little river, by the way.
Yeah, I call it America. America,
right. You live inside the Beltway, and outside the Beltway is free America. But we're talking about the Roanoke shooting, the live TV of the reporters, obviously. We have a Virginia Democrat, imagine that, and his last name is Hope. And he said the following things. He said that his expanded background check proposal, supported by a petition containing 28,000 signatures, is aimed at the unchecked market of private firearm transactions, mostly over the Internet and at gun shows that account for about 40% of firearm sales. That statistic is a flat-out lie, been debunked. We don't have time to go into it. I'll leave it with this. Here's what he said in response to that shooting in Roanoke. I chose background checks not because it would have prevented the shooting, but because this would be easiest to pass. We will not be able to prevent every single incident. We need to do something. Dick, these people couldn't care less about stopping what happened in Roanoke. They simply want to exploit this as another means to come after my guns, even when they flat out admit their proposal would have done nothing to stop the very crime they're using as an excuse to pass this garbage. Take it away.
It's just a feel-good approach. What they really need to be doing is working on mental health records and people that have been designated unstable with criminal charges against them. And as back in the Senate hearing, back in 2013, when they were listing the states that had supplied records to the national database, and there was one state, and I think it might have been Arkansas, they had supplied the name of one person that was in the mentally ill category. That just gives you a flavor of how inadequate the NICS database background check is in its current state, and it'll never be anywhere near 100%. Therein lies the problem.
And they admit that. Stephen Stambouli, let's go to you. Regarding a comment like that, every once in a while, the gun ban crowd slips up. They trip themselves up, and they make a boneheaded statement like that that you know makes everybody else in their movement cringe. Oh, I wish you wouldn't have said that. Gosh darn it, now they're going to be on to us. Shut up. You know we got those phone calls, okay? Just shut up. Why do you think a guy like Hope would make that admission publicly? Does he have another agenda at hand?
Well, they all have an agenda at hand. They don't care that it won't help. And you're right when they say they just have to do something. But that something is the proverbial nose under the tent. You know, as soon as they can get this, then it's so much easier to get this one little thing more, or you know, expand the infringement that they've already done and make it bigger. Let me tell you a quick story. You're
Please.
Familiar with a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence, and it's a prohibitor for a Second Amendment. You know, you can't have a gun, right?
Of course.
Okay. The FBI maintains a list of all state crimes that constitute, in their mind, what misdemeanor crime of domestic violence is. In 2011, I met with an FBI agent at the NRA show or their contractor, whoever it was. He said, yeah, we've got a list. So I sent a FOIA for it, Freedom of Information Act. Seems like it would be really easy to just send me the list, right? They denied my FOIA and said, we're not going to admit or not if there is a list. But if there was a list, you can't get it because it's considered, you know, law enforcement secret. Well, how do you have this list where you're going to take some crime? I live in Mississippi, by the way. So let's say in Mississippi, you've got some crime that you consider it to be an MCDD, but, you know, the Mississippi doesn't. And you're going to deny my NICS based on that crime. And you won't tell me what that crime is. there's no, they won't give me the list. And that's the problem with lists, is that, you know, even right. as Dick says, you know, we need to focus more on the mental health. And I agree, you know, you don't want crazy people having guns. But what all does that list entail? And if I can't get a copy of the list, like the no-fly list, you know, how do I know I'm on the no-fly list? I just get up there and they tell me, no, you can't fly. Or I go to buy a gun. They say, no, you're crazy. You can't have a gun. You know,
well, of course. And no, you bring up a legitimate point. And that's where the left uses that against the national. Oh, the National Rifle Association wants terrorists to have guns because they're against the national no-fly list. Nobody's against the national no-fly list. The National Rifle Association just wants to know how the hell you get put on it. And if you're put on it by mistake, how do you get taken off? That's absolutely correct. We have something in this country, and you as an attorney know this better than anybody on this panel, and that is due process.
Right. But how can you know what laws they're trying to, you know, get you with if they won't give you a list? I mean, it's so easy. You're saying this is a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence. Show me the list. You're saying I can't have a gun, a handgun, because I don't know. In 1975, you had some dark thoughts and you went and sought help. Well, come on. You know, is that on? What databases do you have access to? You know, what is this list? And that's the problem with these type of things. And the universal background check scares the hell out of me. I mean, if you can tell me on a machine gun, I don't have a property interest because I can't freely transfer it without government approval. Well, what happens if, you know, another resident in Mississippi and I get together and have a face-to-face transaction? Is that going to require a background check and thus approval from the government stripping you?
Well, yes, and that's exactly what that. Yes, sir. That's exactly what that's designed to do. The expanded background check that we saw in Washington, that we saw in Oregon, that is marching through Nevada. excuse me. That is now working its way to Arizona, which is why I'll be out in Arizona at the AZCDL and the Gun Rights Policy Conference in the next couple, two or three times in the next 2 months. For that very reason, is designed to outlaw private transactions between you and I. I'd like to ask you guys if you'd like to stick around for the final segment of the show. Can you do that?
Yes, sir. Certainly.
Okay, great. Dick Heller, we appreciate it very much. Stephen Stamboli, we'll be talking to you in just a moment. Neil McCabe, you stick around. We're getting ready to take a break. And then I want to find out from you guys what you think about Josh Earnest admitting that that Obama and the administration have admitted that nothing they would have proposed would have applied in this particular case, that being the Virginia shooting that we're talking about. The White House admits it. But guess what? We could do something if Congress weren't so scared of the NRA. Flat out lie from Josh Earnest. Who would have ever thunk it? We'll be right back.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Car P380 is one of a kind. Approved for sale in California, the Car P380 comes equipped with a loaded chamber indicator and a magazine disconnect, which prevents the gun from firing when the magazine is disengaged and out of its proper position in the grip. These exceptional 380 caliber California compliant handguns by Car Arms are available starting at under $735. For more information on the Car P380, approved for use in California, visit car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt, offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts. The Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit TacticalHolsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Back in these Crossbreed Holster studios, what an honor to be here with you today. Let me break it down. We're at the last segment of this hour of Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom from coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida, literally down there in Miami. Welcome to the show, Miami. Love you guys down there. Tampa, that's home. You guys know that. Orlando, the whole Florida market up there in the panhandle, W-Y-O-O. Love you guys. Did some on-air stuff with you this week. Out into Destin and just covering from South Florida all the way up to those crab fishing vessels in Alaska and every state in between getting this message. And we are not going to stop. Freedom never takes a break. I don't care if it's New Year's Day, if it's Christmas Day, it makes no difference. Freedom will never take a break. As long as I'm breathing, you have my word. So, having said that, the tour continues next week. Crossbreed Holster Studios in Republic, Missouri. A week after that, we will be broadcasting from Scottsdale, Arizona, one of my favorite places on earth, if not my favorite place on earth, out there in the desert. Followed by the following weekend at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, this show will be broadcasting from the GRPC at the Sheraton out there in Phoenix. Week after that, we will be back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. The following week, we will be back out in Arizona broadcasting from Tucson. I will be bringing this show from the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting, both the daytime and the weekend show, as well as a special daily defense hour from Tombstone, Arizona. I will be in the Crystal Palace Saloon, where it all went down, bringing Armed American Radio's daily defense to you. So lots happening, lots of fun stuff. Neil McCabe, always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. We're going to round out this hour. Thank you for being here.
I'm thrilled to be on with Dick and John Lott and the attorney Steve. And it's great to have an update on, I guess this is the Heller 3 case, Dick?
Well, I call it the Stambolia Hollis Lynch case. we're happy.
That doesn't have a good ring to it.
Sponsor them.
Yeah, well,
we could. I could make an acronym out of that, but I won't do it on live radio for the reason Stephen said earlier. Go ahead, Neil.
Well, no, but you're talking about sort of the absurdity of these rules. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you could have a Gatling gun, and it isn't even covered by any of the regulations covering machine guns.
That's a good question. Stephen, do you have an answer for that?
There was a Gatling gun a while back, and I'd have to ask one of my experts, Len Savage, to tell me about the electronic controlled trigger. But I believe the one that's crank fired is cool. The one that's got the electronic, the battery, is a no-go. That's considered a machine gun.
Okay, so I can't have a machine gun, but I can put a crank-operated Gatling gun on my front lawn.
Yeah, I wouldn't rely on that advice without even doing a little bit more research.
It's certainly up to question, and it's my understanding. I've talked to a number of people about it, and so it just shows you just how absurd these laws are.
Well, they go beyond absurd. The ATF routinely classifies something as one thing, and then turns around and reclassifies it as something else. I mean, look at the new 40-millimeter. IR flare rounds. Well, I mean, they went and started confiscating them. And there's a couple threads on AR15.com that talk about, ATF explosive or EOD or whatever is coming over to my house to confiscate a flare. They didn't used to be illegal, and then the ATF gets an itch that they have to scratch, and they go and they collect things, and that's what they do.
That's very similar to the SIG brace right now, okay, where they send the letter out with the SIG brace for the AR-15 pistols, completely legal.
Right.
Millions of people have them. Then you get some clerk at the ATF who says, well, I don't know, and puts it in writing. Now all of a sudden the entire industry is up in arms and millions of people are wondering if they're federal felons. This is the lunacy that we're talking about.
Yep.
Another one, the Akins Accelerator. Mr. Akins has been on this program before, Stephen. You're probably familiar with this.
I am.
He was given, for 2 or 3 years, he was given, and I've seen the letters. I've held them, the actual real letters in my hands.
Yeah.
From the ATF saying, yeah, you're fine. And then 3 years later, after he dumped thousands and thousands of dollars into building his business, they came back and they wanted not only his inventory, but a list of every citizen who bought them. Go ahead.
The ATF doesn't care. Look what they did in Washington recently. There's a thread on AR15.com about Washington. They were just able this year to have SBRs, okay? So the ATF started approving Form 1 after Form 1 to make an SBR. Well, some division of licensing or Department of Licensing clerk got on the phone with the ATF, and ATF said, are you allowed to make an SBR or just acquire one? Because the law says you can acquire them. And the lady said, whatever, I don't know what she said. And then it came down to ATF saying, well, we're not going to approve anymore making, Form 1 SBRs. You're going to have to acquire them from someone, from a licensee that has made one. But you can't make it yourself. I mean, what a stupid interpretation of the law. But that's what they do.
Well, they make it up as they go along because there is no interpretation. Ask the California Attorney General to name the list of the assault weapons and banned parts in Attorney General. They won't even be able to do it because they make it up and throw it at the wall as it sticks. Guys, we're going to be cutting out here shortly. Stephen, I want to thank you for being here. HellerFoundation.org for you. Is there a website real quick for you?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Heller, go ahead. We'll let you take that one. HellerFoundation.org, right?
Oh, yes, that's where you can get in touch with, see what activities we're working on right now and get history on the other cases.
And it's a great website. I'm sitting here looking at it right now, hellerfoundation.org. Mr. Dick Heller, thank you. You are a living legend and a patriot of all patriots, and we appreciate everything you've done for every freedom-loving American, gun owner or not. Stephen, thank you, sir, for being here. We appreciate your time, and something tells me we'll be having you back on this program in the not-too-distant future.
I appreciate it. I enjoy it.
Okay, thanks, guys. Now, SBR, for those of you who might be wondering what he was referring to, that stands for short-barreled rifle, anything under 16 inches. Neil McCabe, I got to tell you this. We're going to leave this hour of the program with this. Comcast and Facebook have refused to run commercials for family night at their gun range with the Osseo Gun Club, this sponsor of this program in the Twin Cities in Osseo, where I broadcasted Monday's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from that very club, in honor of them, because the interview with the owner, Chris, was so good. You see what type of people and what type of family business we're talking about. You're going to hear from one of their female trainers. You're going to hear from one of the owners, Chris Williamson. We're going to replay that hour for you coming up next, because I want you to see who it is Comcast is refusing to run ads for family night at the gun range. Neil, it's absurdity, and I think it's a public service to let people hear who these people are and why it's so crazy. Your thoughts quickly.
Yeah, real quick, you know, we talk about these regulations and these laws and these interpretations. What it really comes down to is that they're real people. Real people.
Real people.
Enjoy firearms.
Thank you, Neil McCabe. Perfect spot to end it. And thank you for taking time with us here on Armed American Radio. I know how god-awful busy your schedule has been, and you should have stayed in Darlington. Lots of room going on there. It's a lot of fun. Armed American Radio continues right after this. We'll be replaying the Daily Defense Hour from the Osseo Gun Club in Minnesota so that you can hear just how crazy this is and what good people these are at the Osseo Gun Club. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day, you'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.